It's what?
It's that fudge thing that you pedal it. Yeah.
And what's that thing I know you drive?
A car.
And if you were driving it and it started to squeak, you know, you might take it to the gas station and tell them to do what to it.
If it was squeaking, you mean all over? Grease it, I guess.
And then they'd bring it back to you and say, we did what to your car?
Lubricated.
Well, if they used the same kind of word.
Greased.
And if you work with that stuff, your hands get real...
greasy.
Well, what about a door? What would you do to it if it was squeaky?
I'd oil it.
You know, before they had electricity, people had kind of lamps that they would burn something in.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that stuff they burn it on?
Oil or kerosene.
What about a makeshift lamp? Like if you were decided to have a party outside, you might take some bottles and fill them with kerosene and put a rag in them.
I've never done that.
You ever seen anything like that on tin cans or something?
Uh-uh.
With kerosene and a rag that would light up?
No, I haven't.
What would you call something like that?
I'd probably call it some kind of a lamp, but I don't know what. I've never seen one.
Well, have you ever heard of a flambe?
No.
Well, what is a toothpaste coming?
A tube.
And if you have a boot and you want to get it into the river,
right.
what do you do to it? You can push it in, or you might say, we're going to do what to the boot?
Launch the boat.
What you were telling yesterday about the boat, you know, going out on the boat and skiing on the river?
Uh-huh.
Are there any small boats without motors on the river?
Like a rowboat? Or a canoe, something like that?
What's the rowboat? What do the rowboats here look like that they would have?
Aluminum or wooden?
I mean, would they be pointed at the ends or flat? Or
well, some could be pointed at the end, some could be flattened off at the ends.
What about the bottom of it?
They'd be flat.
What do the canoes look like?
The canoes that I've seen are usually aluminum, but they're shaped like, more like the old Indian type canoes. With a pointed bottom and then they're pointed at both ends.
And, if you wanted to make something, make some clothes or something, you know, you might go down to the store and if you weren't sure that it was going to match, you know, the material you were buying, you might ask them to give you a what? To take home to...
a sample.
And what if you were making something to wear over your clothes in the kitchen?
An apron.
What was it?
An apron.
And if it was... if you really liked the apron, you'd say, that was a very what apron?
If I really liked it, I'd probably say that's a very pretty apron.
And then if somebody else made another, you'd say, well, that one's even...
prettier.
What is this?
A pen.
It's a writing pen, right? And what about the kind that you hold a baby's diapers together with? What's that?
A pen.
And, what, you know, those roofs sometimes barns have?
Uh-huh.
What do they make of?
Tin.
And how much is a dime?
Tin.
Tin what?
10 cents.
Alright. What does a man wear if he dresses up?
A suit.
So, like, what are the parts then?